Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you crazy?
Are you a
doggone on it. Let me tell y'all something. I'm here, of course, but I am falling into the shoes of an instructor. I'm feeling more and more like an instructor dealing with my sidewalk university. But this ain't got nothing to do, well, it do, but it's not Sidewalk University. This is the Rosebud Bitter Dose Ass Rosebud Show. You know what I'm saying? This is the show where I don't talk shit, bullshit. I talk hella shit, but it don't be bullshit. I talk about every subject. You know, I've been on the way this gymnastics coach molested all these women. And they served him up proper. He guilty, got 175 years, all that stuff. But you know, man, I'm telling you, if any of you guys got kids, if any of you got daughters, what I'm saying is sons too, but daughters mostly, because, you know, you think your daughter be cute and woo-woo, you put a little rouge on her cheeks and, you know, put her in a little tight little outfit so she can do whatever the hell she, you know, you think she's innocently doing. But there's perverts out there, man. And they see your little girl twirling around, and all they see is whatever their perversion is. So I'm saying, man, make sure you go with your daughter to all that stuff. All of it. If you got to have her in it. My daughter couldn't ask me about it. I slapped her when she asked me about that. I slapped her goddamn cheek. She was about 9 years old. And she asked me, could she be I think she said a cheerleader or something. I slapped the shit out of her. I told her, don't ask me about that again. Don't ever ask me that again. Because I believe these people are perverted. And these people will do something to your kid. Let's just leave it at that. This is a show about just the things that go on in your life. I mean, this show subject can change from show to show. So it's not a show about a particular subject, but the theme of every subject is being a man. You know, that's where we at. You know, contact me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. You know, you can check my site out at AskRosebud.com, you know, DownAndDirty101.com. You know, don't sleep on my doggone MP3 files on a CD, baby. That's the audio book, which, believe me, is dope. What really make it dope is them doggone questions that you might get from listening to it. They just put in a clear perspective by the rules. There's rules that I developed into my 27 rules to become a master player, but what I'm saying is if you're reading it as a pimp, you're going to see pimp shit in it. But if you're reading it as a man dealing with women like you guys are, see, you could get hella shit out of it. But, of course, since I was a pimp, you know, the shit that I be talking about is pimp shit and all this stupid shit you motherfuckers be thinking. You'd be missing me. you be missing what I be bringing to you. There's one thing about me that all of you need to understand. I could give a fuck about pimping on a bitch. I do not want to do it. If I did, I would be doing it. I ain't got no envy or no animosity or none of that for no motherfucker doing some pimping, man. I'm not tripping like that. I am on to another level of game. It's not bigger. It's not better. The show not don't pay more. But what I'm saying, I'm on another level. When I was a motherfucker in the streets, although everything I did was to please me, I was really pleasing other people. I was pleasing the people that get to see me and think whatever they think from seeing me. I was pleasing the people that are selling me all this jewelry. You know, I'm pleasing the Rolls Royce dealer because I'm coming to get my car checked out, paying all that goddamn money. You know, I'm pleasing the people I'm renting houses from or apartments for the bitches from. I'm pleasing everybody. And believe me, in all of that, I was pleasing myself. But why I'm on another level now is because I ain't pleasing nobody but myself now. And I'm pleasing it not about having shit, not about money. It's about doing what I want to do. And I want to kick it with you motherfuckers. And 678, you right there. That's from Georgia. Wait a minute, man. Wait till I bring you in and say something, man. Hey, this is Georgia, right? All right.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
What's up, man? Come on.
Hey, man. My wife, man, I be feeling like some bitch be trying to pump me, man. And sometimes, you know, when you get quiet, you know, when a motherfucker say, just don't say nothing back to the motherfucker, and she'll calm down. When you get quiet, man, I started feeling like a child and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, check this out, man. Check this out. Listen to this. You know, I don't know what's going on, and I don't know what your wife can say or do that would make you feel like a child, but what I'm saying is this. Point number one, you ain't no child.
Sir.
Point number two, anytime any woman say any goddamn thing to you that she ain't supposed to be saying to you, how the hell does she know she ain't supposed to say it to you if you keep your ass quiet? Okay, let's say you start arguing. Hey, listen, don't say nothing, please. What I'm saying is, let's say you bring that to her, hey, you can't say that to me, whoop, and you start arguing. Then what I'm saying is it's either time to get away from her or it's time to slap the shit out of her. I ain't telling you to slap the shit out of her. But I know if I'm talking to my woman right now today and I'm telling my woman, you know, 100 what I'm thinking, woo, 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 you know, and I just really don't want to not fuck with her and she fucking up, I'm liable to, like, slap the shit out of her. That's not my goddamn thing. I believe you run out of words, you run out of game. But what I'm saying to you is that when that situation do occur, if you don't check it to the extent, the next thing you do is slap the shit out of her. Otherwise, before you do that, you should have to realize, which is what my point is, you ain't even supposed to be fucking with her, man. I mean,
I
to be
like,
truthful. Hey, wait. Stop. This is, I don't know your name, but let's say your name is Dan. This is not the Dan show. So if you feel anything, then, you know, it's okay. But then you just got to deal with whatever you deal with feeling that goddamn silly-ass shit. Because from what you told me, which is what I'm dealing with, you punking. And if she motherfucking seeing it, then motherfucking calling you on it, and you still trying to figure out some kind of way to deal with her without checking her motherfucking ass, then that's on you, man. That's on you, bro. I can't say nothing to you. I can't say go beat her up. I can't say leave her. I can't say none of that. But what I can say, if a bitch see a motherfucking crack in your armor, next thing you know, it's going to be a hole for her to fit through, and she going to slide through that motherfucker whenever she want to, and she going to pump you off. That's all I got to say, bro. I ain't even trying to hear what you got to say. I ain't trying to hear it, because all you going to do is start explaining shit. I don't want to hear it. I already know what you're going to say. So let me just put you back in, man. If you want to say something else, hey, you know what? Hey, listen to this.
I
ain't going to be that chicken shit. Although, I know you finna say some whack-ass bullshit, I'm finna let you go ahead on and say whatever it is you got to say.
All right, then. Okay, I don't dare put my hand on no bitch either. And sometimes I feel like I be want to do that shit, I know she going to call the motherfucker law. And I got a daughter there, and, you know, I want my daughter to be seeing all that hidden and going on back and forth so she can get the idea that that's how you supposed to handle some shit.
Stop. You wasting time. Didn't I tell you I wouldn't hit that bitch either? Didn't I tell you that means you should get your goddamn ass hat and go? That don't mean you supposed to quit fucking with your daughter. That don't mean if you got a son. That don't mean you supposed to quit fucking with him. I'm saying quit fucking with the bitch. Because you know if you do what you need to do, you're going to jail. 2 and 2 is 4. Why would you stay in an environment like that, man?
Some bullshit anyway, but goddamn it.
That's right. Stop. Yeah. You already know any reason you come up with to stay in that environment. It's a bullshit. So why would you even keep thinking on that term? Because anything you say, including that shit, you still thinking on those terms. Leave that shit alone, man. You ain't going to jail. Get your ass from away from there.
Right.
That's the bottom line, man. Man, it ain't about if I'm right. It's about what the fuck are you going to do? Don't answer. This is what I'm saying, fellas. You guys sit up in here, you talk all this goddamn shit, and then you want a motherfucker to baby you so that you can believe your punk bullshit. Dude, you got too much going on. I'm putting you back in queue. But what I'm saying is, you motherfuckers want people to just go along with your shit. I ain't going along with no weak ass shit. 267, what's up with you, man?
Bud, what's happening, man?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Shit, dog, happy to chop up game with a real motherfucker, dog.
Come on.
Yo, I want to touch on something, bud, and I think you kind of touched on it before, right? I remember you did a show one time. You was talking about how you was married and how you don't need no other bitch's pussy because your wife, your well that you have in your home sustains you and it gives you everything you need. You ain't not here lusting for no other bitch or lusting for no other woman because you got all you need, man. And to kind of sidetrack a little bit, I feel like, you know, people like you, you know, Gorgeous Dre, you know, the real players, the real pimps, y'all have lived extraordinary lives. And it's no way a square motherfucker can't be you, man. He cannot be you. He can read all the books. He can
brother,
all...
stop. Bro, stop. What are you saying? Let's say I agree with 95% of what you're saying. What are you saying? What's your point?
My point is that I feel that relationships for men can make or break their success in life. And I feel like...
No, I ain't going to let you go further. No, that's wrong. Nothing about a relationship has anything to do with your success in life. Nothing about a relationship. Nothing about a relationship has anything to do with your success in life unless you do have a relationship and you fucking allow what's going on in that relationship to hamper your success. Now, if that's the case, just like I was telling the last motherfucker, you supposed to see that and get away. Because the only thing a relationship can do, which should be the only reason you get in a relationship, is to enhance your life. And if you can't see the enhancement, then you should be just getting some pussy. Because what I'm saying, bro, that's you guys' mistake. Every one of
you. I agree with you.
I don't care if you agree with me. What's coming out your mouth is telling me what I'm thinking. You can very well agree with me.
Hold up.
What I'm saying is you can very well agree with me, but if what come out your mouth ain't really saying what you agree with, I'm going to have to go with what's coming out your mouth. So my point, I tell I tell people all the time, think about what you want to say, because people aren't in your head. Otherwise, you know exactly what you want to say. You know exactly what you're talking about. But unless you tell it to me the way you're thinking it, you see what can happen. I'm totally on the wrong page as far as according to you, but I'm going with what you said out your mouth. Now, yes, you can say it another way, bro.
All right. Let me try to word it the right way, bro. When people try to be something that they are not, when people try to be, like you always say, people don't want to get in touch with who they really are. They want to be the latest rapper, the latest NBA player.
I understand that.
They want to be Rosebud. And that's, to me, that's what I'm trying to articulate, is that can be a reason why people get into relationships that they shouldn't be in, because they're trying to be someone that they're not. They're not in touch with who they really are, because if they was, they would be trying to find that woman who connects with them and who completes them, so to speak, and who can enhance their life. But because
Hold up. See, that's right. What you were saying before I cut you off is right. But what strikes me, I don't know if you get this, but what really strikes me, and it's in all of you guys, is how hard it was for you to say what you was thinking. I mean, it's very easy to fly off the handle and say whatever the fuck, and whoever you're talking to, let's say they not like me and they don't care, they'll take what you said and run with it. Next thing you know, you got some kind of problem and you didn't even say what caused the problem. But
if you start,
you can. Hold on. If you start practicing what you just did, if you start practicing making sure what you're saying is what you mean to say, this shit would not be difficult. Now, what is it that was so important you think you could say it, or you wanted to say it? Go ahead.
Nah, you're right, bud. But I guess, what I said that you disagreed with was relationships can make or break a man's life. Now, in my opinion, it can be a relationship can enhance your life, or a relationship can de-enhance your life.
It's unhanced.
Right relationship.
Yeah, but what's your point, man? I don't want to be going into no damn semantics with you. If that bullshit you're saying right now is okay for you, fine. You're wasting time on my show, because I done already said what time it is. If you agree, you agree. If you don't, you don't. Be brave enough to say, all right, bud, thanks. because you're going to do what you think. Because it sounds like that's where you're coming from. But at the same time, it sounds like you want me to hold your hand so you can believe what you think. You're confusing me, bro.
That's not it at all, man. That's not
hey,
it. I'm not trying
to. Hey, hold up. I didn't say what it was. I said what it sounds like. So you need to listen. I'm not telling you that's what it is. When I say something like that, and you, a person that I'm talking to, then you should be sharp and say, your next statement should make sure that shit ain't going on no more. Because there's no way that you can just say, nah, man, that ain't it. Because if that ain't it, why the fuck am I thinking this? Can you answer that? Silence. You know, real games shut everybody up. Real shit shut motherfuckers up. And you
now,
see,
I'm not
you
talk
can't
over
talk.
You, man.
No,
I'm
well,
not talk
I asked
over you.
You
talking. I'm going to let you
bro,
talk.
Bro, I asked you and I stopped. I said, if that ain't the case, why the fuck are you asking me that shit?
You saying, why are you thinking that? If that's not the case, why are you thinking the way you're thinking?
Well, whatever, bro, however, whatever words I said, if it ain't the case, why are you thinking it, asking it, whatever the fuck I said, is I'm asking you, if that's the case, whatever you said is the case, why are you asking the shit you asking?
I'm trying to make a point.
Okay, everyone. He's going to make a point. Now, what is the point you're trying to make, bro?
The point I was trying to make was what I was saying about people being in touch with who they really are and, you know, being themselves. Like you said, I'm really – it's not my point. It's something that I learned from you pretty much. But
bro,
what I'm saying
bro,
is
you missed,
that people need –
you're missing the point. You're missing the point here. See, let's stop. Just listen to me, bro. If you would have came on here and made your point clearly, none of this conversation would be going on. It's because of the way you guys talk. It's because of the way you feel when somebody asks you, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, bitches ask these questions without actually asking it to you. Otherwise, a dude will say, man, what the fuck you talking about? And a bitch is sick in her mind, damn, what is he talking about? If you don't understand that they can only understand what you say, that dude to say, man, what the fuck you talking about? And that woman is saying in her mind, what is he talking about? They only going on what you say. So when they don't understand what you say, and they say, man, what you talking about? At that point, you guys get defensive. You can't say what you talking about. You can't go into any kind of detail about what you talking about because you ain't even really talking about what the conversation is about because you really talking about what the fuck you didn't say. And this motherfucker you talking to, if it's a dude or if it's a bitch, they don't know what the fuck you talking about. And on the same token, if a motherfucker, you know, they're talking, this abroad, and she asks you a question, instead of you answering it, you go all around every, you don't even answer it. That bitch see that. And to me, I can't figure out why y'all can't answer questions. Why you got to explain everything before your answer comes out. You know, I was talking about, you know, when things like this whoop happened and this happened, you know, all kinds of, and then you get your answer. Who want to hear all that bullshit? Bitches.
I was just
doing nothing,
bro. That's all.
Bro, I ain't talking about you. I'm not talking. You are the caller, and you sparked this conversation in me, but I'm not talking about you and what you did. I'm talking about dudes that listen to this show. That's why I challenge every caller because I want the listeners, the other thousands of listeners that's not on this show, to hear where the caller is coming from. So not that I could rank you. Hey, man, you a punk. You ain't shit. I don't want to do that. I just want to show where the mistakes are. I just want to use what you're saying to make my point of confidence. And what I'm saying to you, first of all, let me ask you this. I've been talking so much shit, I want to make sure I got all the points correct. What is your act? What were you actually trying to do? State how that, unless you know who you are, you're liable to be led in some kind of direction that ain't really where you want to go. I mean, that's my little summation. But is that basically what you were saying?
Basically, you know, I can say some other stuff, but it's pretty much you summed it up. If you're not being who you really are, you're going to get some fuck results. And that's if you're trying to be a gangster, you're trying to be whatever.
Wait, listen. Listen to me, man. Now, you got to remember what is my point right now?
To get clarity on what I'm saying.
To get clarity on what you're saying, you're right. So what I'm saying is, if you would have said what you just said when you initially started talking, I would have said something like, hey, man, that's absolutely right. Because if you don't know who you are, then you're fronting. And when you start fronting, you can't continue it all the way through your life. You know? So what I'm saying is, why front? Be you.
Exactly.
Bro, do you get this, what I'm trying to tell you?
I get it. 100%. I'm agreeing. I get it.
What am I telling you? What are you getting?
You can only keep up a lie for so long, man. You can't lie.
No. I'm telling you, man. You were getting ready to say exactly what I'm getting ready to say, but you was getting ready to say it to where a whole bunch of people will miss the actual point. The actual point of what I'm telling you, be you. Do what you think. Because you know your life much better than any other motherfucker in the world. If it's one thing that you can do better than me, better than anyone in the world, is know what the hell you've been through in your life. So then you know what to do. Now, there's criteria to decide what to do. And that's what you're missing, the criteria. You're missing the things that make you strong. You're missing the things that this broad you like, man, you know, and she cool, you know, do what I want her to do. Woo, woo, woo. You missing what makes you be able to decide that even that bitch ain't the bitch I want to fuck with, you know. And until you get a set of principles and standards that women have to meet in order for you to consider them being anything but some pussy, then you're going to run into all kind of bitches that give you pussy. I'm telling you, man, think about this. Here you are.
Are you talking about me? I'm talking about men in general.
I'm talking about men in general, bro. I thought I already clarified that. Matter of fact, let me take you off the doggone. Matter of fact, let me just go on. I'm putting you back in the queue, 267. 646, I'm coming at you. What's up?
Mm.
646, is that you? Come on, man.
Yeah. I tried to hit you on the messenger about the confidence course.
Uh-huh.
I bought the confidence course a few months ago, and I tried to revisit it, and it's like, man, the video is no longer available.
Okay, let me tell you something like this here, bro. I hate people to talk bullshit, and you talking bullshit, because I know that I changed that way longer than a few months ago. And you still should be able to access it, which all you got to do is tell me I bought the confidence course and I can no longer access that. I would say, oh, you haven't tried to access it in hella months, so what's up with that? Before I tell you, or before you understand, that you can get the links. from me now. All you got to do is hit me with the email that I hit you with, and I know I changed the links, so and you ain't got nothing to do with that. So you hit me with it, I give you the doggone links. But my point to you, or my question to you, I know I did that almost a year ago. So what's up with you not
busy?
Hey, bro, please, don't interrupt me. I'm not asking you how long it's been. No, I'm not asking you. I am going to ask you a question, but I haven't asked it yet. And what I'm saying is all the things that I'm thinking that's going to make me ask you the question. So you got to know all of these things before I ask the question so that you can really give me an answer. Because what I'm saying is this. You bought it. And you just came on here talking about you tried to access it, which it means that you did because you can't get to it. And I know I changed it almost, it don't have to be a year, but I'm saying a year to emphasize how much time. It might be 9 months. But what I'm saying, I know it's been a long time. Why are you just now trying to access it, bro?
I think I needed to revisit it, restudy it.
Okay. Good answer. So what I'm saying is when you was, dealing with it, you got what you felt you needed to get out of the course, right?
Yeah, for that, what I was trying to get.
Okay, wait. I don't need no explanation. Okay. Just answer it. You said yeah. So what I'm saying is, evidently, since you check yourself, like the course says, you are feeling, or you started feeling, that you needed to revisit it because some or things aren't going quite like you want them to go. So you wanted to revisit the course to see where you was like or could be lacking. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay, listen. Now, you guys, you got to understand shit. What I'm saying is, if I would not have clarified this with this brother, I would be thinking in a total different way. Otherwise, antagonistic. I would be thinking antagonistic. But since I went through this, and he answered not what I wanted him to say, but according to the way I was thinking, I'm only giving you guys that's listening a hint about what an arsenal is. Because what I'm saying is, right there I used an arsenal. And it came out in this brother's case and in my case where we can be smooth. Because, bro, all you got to do is send me that doggone email that I sent you with all the links on it, and I'm going to hit you with all the new links. Because I'm going to tell you what happened. It was so many views on my links, I got to thinking that, maybe people are sharing my goddamn links. And, because I knew I was supposed to have, a gang of thousands, but not the thousands that was there. So I just tripped and killed all that shit and changed everything. And I posted it, but maybe you didn't see it. But just so you know, hit me with that email. I'm hitting you with everything on that email, bro. All the new links. Ain't no thing.
I appreciate it, bro.
Hey, you know what? You don't know how much I appreciate your goddamn ass. Knowing how much shit I talk, how crazy I am, trusting me, man. I appreciate that shit. You got to trust me to send me some money first. Maybe y'all don't think about that. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But anybody will tell you, any misunderstanding, I'm going to straighten it out and I'm going to give you something on me. Because I don't want no misunderstanding. I want it to be smooth. I'm an old motherfucker. 646, I love what you was talking about, man. 870, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I got some of your tools that I lost, too. Can I, like, send you the email where you sent them to me and get those replaced, too?
Well, look, let me tell you something, man. The tools are at our SendSpace links. And when you get the tools, I tell you, man, download these because SendSpace fucking expires. SendSpace links expire. And if you don't download these to your computer to where you can access it whenever you want to, you want to go to SendSpace every time, then, you know, you may not get the link. So what I'm saying, and before I answer your question, I want to ask you a question. Why the fuck didn't you download the links? You can't tell me you didn't see it.
I did download it. It was on my other phone, but my phone broke. But I still got my email account.
Hey,
so
hold up. You saying you did download it, like instructions said, but you downloaded it to your phone, and some kind of way you lost your phone, and you are asking me, will I be a kind, black, old, ratchety motherfucker and give you action, right?
Yeah,
man. I'll give you action. Hit me with what you bought, and I'm going to hit you with what you bought. And let me tell you black motherfuckers. Hey, let me tell all you, not black, I take that back. Let me tell all you weak-thinking motherfuckers. I don't know how many of you thought I was going to say, fuck you, man, I ain't doing shit. I don't know if this brother thought that. What I'm saying is he answered strong. Yeah. And all I can do is say that. What's up? All right, I'm going to hit you. All right, hey, on the real, man, hit me with your emails. And I'm, huh?
I was going to say, before you put me back, the actual reason I started to call you was about 2 hours ago, I was listening to last Sunday's show, and you was telling that story about when you were pipping on this white bitch, and you went to her family's for Thanksgiving over in Jonesboro, Arkansas. No, man, I was born in Jonesboro. I live like pretty close, man. I'm about 20-25 miles away, but I'm one of the young dudes, man, you was working with.
You one of them high school dudes?
Well, I'm not in high school no more, but I'm 18.
But I'm saying you one of them dudes I gave some free stuff to? Not free, but you know, it might have been free. I don't know.
Yeah, you really hooked me up.
So now you out of high school?
Well, man, I was out of high school when you hooked me up. I quit high school when I was like 16. I got my DD and did that shit.
Okay, check this out. Without saying your name or any goddamn thing, make sure you hit my dog on AskRosebud.com. Bruh, somebody like you? Now, if you got some money, hook me up with whatever you can stand. But I'll fuck with you, man, with no money. I'm serious. I want to help. I want to build. I want to deal with dudes that want to build. And if you one of them young dudes, you one of them dudes that made me think that I really need to be dealing with young dudes. But what I want you to do, bro, when you hit me on AskRosebud@gmail.com, when you remind me of who you are, you use your phone number so I will remember who you are. Just fucking hit my email and let me know what you did have, what I did send you, what you got from it. Motherfucking, I'm going to send you some more shit. Because I know I didn't send it all to you.
No, man, I appreciate that, man. It really means a lot to me.
No, let me ask you something, though. What did you get from me? I think 1 and 2, right?
Yes.
Listen to me. And it, first, before I start saying this, did it help you?
Yeah, it did. It helped me a lot, but I still didn't, you know, like how you was talking about a lot of people didn't learn the fucking course right. I'm guilty
right.
of that shit, too, and I fucked up on a lot of it, man. I'm not even going
to
lie.
Listen. You don't have to lie. What you do is what I also said on when you heard me say that. Start over. Do it right. But what I'm going to do is send you some more of it to keep going, because my point I want to make is if it helped you, you only got one-tenth of what I have to build you into this complete person. So what I'm saying is you've taken one-tenth of what you need, and you've seen the results you've seen. Can you imagine what you're going to see when you get all of them 10 tenths? So, like I said before,
dream.
Bro, hey, it ain't no dream. This real, man. You just happen to be dealing with Bud. What I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is just remember what we're talking about. Hit me on the email, and we're going to roll. And I'm going to have something that I want you to do, too. And all you got to do is tell me you're going to do it, and I'm going to believe you. So just hit me. Let's talk. I ain't talking about no sexual bullshit, man. I ain't one of them kind of guys. I'm talking about some stuff where you can – that was a joke, man. Hey, what I'm saying is we can work together, man. So just hit me.
All right, I will, man.
All right, for sure. Hey, you guys. The thing about this show is, you know, I have themes. I have themes. Themes is a particular subject. Things are the things that I'm going to talk about in that subject. But I be having particular subjects that I be wanting to talk about. And first, make sure you call in if you want to talk. 657-383-0809. Press 1. Me and you can kick it. I mean, I am in a really good frame of mind right now. I just am. You know, I spent a lot of money trying to become an instructor, teacher, whatever you want to call it. Not a professor, because I ain't really got no PhD credits. Well, I got credits, but I haven't pursued it. But what I'm saying is I just really am feeling like an instructor. So tonight, you know, this jungle that we call dating, I just wanted to talk about it a little bit. And it took all this time to even get to it, because I'm sure you guys know I love to kick it. I love it. Kicking it is way more cooler than talking about something that I thought to talk about. Man, what I think ain't got nothing to do with what y'all be thinking. That's why kicking it is the bomb. But to be honest, it is a jungle. You know, we hunters. We're on a safari, if that's the case. We're not hunters that are out hunting. We're just hunters that's on a particular occasion where we're having fun with our family. But we still are hunters. So our protection qualities, all of that is present. But the thing about it, there's all kinds of dangers. So a small danger, like running over this pothole too fast, well, you see that, man. You just maneuver around it. You don't think about it. That's just whatever. All the way up to the danger where Bigfoot is standing in front of your motherfucking ass about to block your car. I'm saying it goes that far. So you have to be the kind of guy that's willing to hunt lions and tigers and bears. Otherwise, You got to be a big game hunter. You can't be the kind of mother you fucking that will hunt butterflies or birds. You know, you can't be that kind of motherfucker to be, you know, competitive in what I'm talking about. And you have to understand that when you decide that you want to try to be competitive. If you are the best butterfly hunter in the world, you can't even begin to fade a motherfucker that's hunting lions and tigers and bears. You can hunt motherfuckers that's going to let you do what you need to do to sneak up on wherever they at so that your ass can be talking, whispering, and filming and all this stuff, which is the same thing the motherfuckers that do that hunt lions and tigers and bears. You know, film it, whisper, you know, sneak up on, but them motherfuckers is way far away than right next to this nest or web or whatever they got. So what's your point, Rosebud? What's your point? My point is this. From the smallest, a tick, to the largest, a rhinoceros or an elephant, I'm saying motherfuckers got their qualities. So you fit in there somewhere. So you better learn what your qualities are, or you ain't going to get to be a breed or a what do you call it, whatever elephants is. If they wasn't what I'm talking about, they would have been extinct like the dinosaurs. They was around when dinosaurs was, just like alligators. But for whatever reason, they had what it took to survive. I just want to have it. 469, what's up, man?
Hey, but this Prince, I'm calling.
Go ahead, man. What's happening?
I'm calling because, you know, I just heard what you were saying about big game hunting, and I've been listening to the show for about a couple years now. And I want to say, like, what's your definition of a big hunt, like a lion or an elephant, in the real world? What be a definition of a or does it just depend on your preference
Hold on. You know, I see you got all kind of things going on. First and foremost, let me tell you something you supposed to do every time you finna be on Front Street. Do you know what Front Street mean?
Yes.
Okay. Every time you're going to be on Front Street, make yourself accept that you finna be on Front Street. Do not try to be on Front Street without accepting that that's where you're going to be. And if you do that, bro, you'll stop all of that stuttering. You'll stop all of that. Listen to me. You'll stop all of that not getting what you have to say out like or as smoothly as you want to say. Now, this will take time, but you got to start doing it, all right?
Yep, okay. I hear you.
All right. Now that I said that, I want you to ask me your question again.
Like, I was just listening to what you were saying about a big game hunt, and I wanted to know, like, what's your definition of a big hunt? Like, is it like a real fine woman, or is it just like a rich woman? Is it an older woman? What type of
Let me stop. Let me ask you a question. Answer your question. But before I answer, see, I'm an old dude. You know that, right, man? You know, I got to talk.
I know it.
I got to. Okay, so listen. Just listen. What I'm saying is you're asking me what is my definition of big game. Mm-hmm. And all you're talking about is a woman, the woman. Now, if let's say I'm a lion and I want to hunt big game. There's a definition. Mm-hmm. As far as to that lion, What big game is a elephant or a giraffe? You know, something big. That's big game to them. To us, when we talk, when we talk about big game, we're talking about the maximum achievement of what we're thinking. Otherwise, big game hunters, they're going for it all, because if they don't, you know, if they make a mistake, this game might kill them.
Yeah.
That's big game. If you make a mistake on a butterfly, that motherfucker's just going to fly away.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake on some bees, they might, you know, sting you. If you make a mistake on a lion, if you make a mistake on a lion, you liable to be his dinner. I mean, there's a total difference. It's a total difference. But it ain't got nothing to do. It ain't got nothing to do with, like, animals or hunters see big game. It got something to do with how much you can execute what you think about a situation. Otherwise, if you're a big game hunter and the game that you're looking for is a broad, a big game hunter would not be satisfied with sitting at the bar and some broad came up to him and gave him action. A big game hunter would take that instance and he would first, you know, try to push her away until he see that she's actually trying to get at him. Then the hunt is on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying. So it's not about
it's
less about the prey, but it's less about the quality than the size of the prey, but the quality of the skill that the predator has or the hunter has. That qualifies.
Let me say it better. It's less about the prey than it's more about the execution of how you going to capture that play.
Okay.
I mean that prey. So what I'm saying is a big game hunter, you could be a bee capturer and actually be a big game hunter because you never miss. You're the kind of bee hunter that always get whatever the hell you're going for, whenever you go for it, because you ain't playing.
Yeah.
This motherfucker could be a big game hunter, but a big game hunter, he going to do what he know. I mean, a bee hunter, he going to do what he know to do, and he don't want to get stung and all that. But he'll take this chance or that chance because bees ain't going to do nothing but sting him. And this motherfucker got on protective covering. But he know he ain't taking no kind of chance with a lion because this lion going to tear through that shit that's covering
that's
you up.
That's a whole different game.
It's a whole different ball game. But if they're at the top of their game in each one of those instances, they both can be big game hunters.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying now.
See, this is what I love. I like this kind of shit, man. Go ahead, man.
I've been listening to all your I got like about your last 20 downloaded and your last 20 podcasts downloaded all on my phone, and I've been listening to them all day when I'm driving to work, and I've been hearing the questions that people ask me, and I just never got the time to ask you a question. This like my first couple of times to actually be on here live.
Bro. You on the phone. Let me talk to you. Now, don't nobody know you, do they?
No.
Nobody listening to this show know you, do they?
No. I don't think so.
So, okay, let me ask you something. When you talking to broads, when you get ready to talk to a broad, you stutter. You stutter and kind of like can't talk, right or wrong?
Well, not really.
Okay.
I don't stutter a lot. I do.
Okay. Okay.
Hey.
I'm not saying you do or don't. I'm asking you. And you answered it. You said, no, not really. So what I'm saying is that a situation that you do or have dealt with?
Yeah.
Kind of stuttering?
Yeah. I was born with it.
Okay. Now, you do know that even something you was born with, you can control or handle or eliminate. You know that, right? Okay. Let me tell you something, bro. By you talking to me right now, by you admitting all this shit right now, watch and see, man. Tomorrow, you're going to have it better. Tomorrow, you're going to have it better because, hey, it ain't no thing, man. It's a thing when you're trying to keep it a secret. You don't want to go say, hey, man, I stutter, But you know, trying to hide it makes it a bigger problem. It's not shit because people go through that. Hey, people go through it, man. But what people also do? Go ahead. It used to be what? Go ahead.
It used to be a lot worse, but the more practice that I got, even like that used to be one of my main handicaps that would like keep me from approaching a woman. But now,
stay calm. Listen to me. When you talk, you got to consciously tell yourself to stay calm. Otherwise, as you're talking, you got to remind yourself to stay calm. Because when excitement for you, even though it's not exciting, you know, like a roller coaster exciting, it's just, you know, talking. Yeah, it's just talking. But you can't kill that. That's going to happen. But what you're not doing is telling yourself, reminding yourself to stay calm. Because if you stay calm, you're not going to do none of that stuttering. Or you're going to do much less of it. And the more you start dealing with that, the way you can deal with it, not no goddamn doctor that's dealing with stutterers, because people do it for different reasons. You want them – let me tell you something, man. I had strokes, and one of my strokes made me paranoid. And I started having to take these little pills. And most of my paranoid have to do with driving. And so, you know, a year, two, 5 years later, you know, I'm seeing I'm driving, I'm fine. So I'm saying to myself, well, shit, man, I don't need to take these goddamn pills. So I stopped taking them. About 6 weeks later, man, I couldn't sleep. You know, shit was going on, making me paranoid, just fucking me up. And I couldn't figure what it was, so I went to this doctor. And this is my regular doctor. And she telling me, you still drinking? Yeah, I drink, but this ain't got nothing to do with drinking. And I'm telling her, you know, she told me, you still smoke? Yeah, I smoke a fucking Swisher a day. That ain't smoke. And she won't tell me shit. So you know what? I quit her. And I went to this new doctor. Actually, I didn't. I quit her, and I was looking for a new doctor. But in between that, I was so fucked up, I couldn't sleep. You know, I was fucked up, man. I went to a psychiatrist. And this psychiatrist started asking me questions. And as he asked these questions, he asked me, do you take meds? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, are there any meds that you stopped taking or started taking? And God damn it, the bell rung right there. I stopped taking that shit that calmed me down. And at this point, this shit is out of my system, and I'm having these fucking results. And when this dude said that, all he did was deal with me. He didn't deal with symptoms. He didn't deal with drinkers have this, smokers have that. Because that's all this bitch was talking about. I quit that bitch. And I told her, I don't believe that shit. And I did not know what was wrong, but I went, like I say, I went to the psychiatrist. And when he said that, you know, we finished our little meeting, but I went home and took them goddamn pills, and everything went back to normal. Now, okay. what I'm saying is shit is real. You know,
yeah.
People don't believe it. I didn't believe it. It was, you know, in me. And you know what the psychiatrist said, man, what you're describing is a chemical imbalance. And, okay, I didn't necessarily agree with him, but what he was saying made sense. So let's say it is a chemical imbalance. Well, you put this chemical in, you should be right. Went home, put that pill in me. I was right. He didn't tell me about this pill.
Yeah.
He just said what he was saying, and I thought about what I had actually been doing. And I said, you know what? That shit makes sense. And I went home and took that shit, and I've been cool ever since. So my point to
like,
you, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like whenever I was at school and we had the speech therapist, she used to come over like once a week, twice a week to visit with us. And then she told me that the reason why I stutter is because my mind runs faster than my mouth. I'm already thinking about the next sentence before I finish the sentence that I'm on right now. And
wait. I'm not going to say I agree or disagree with that. But what I'm going to say is this. Listen. How can you have, I don't know if you know about me, but I tell my people to have an arsenal. How can you have an arsenal if they don't think ahead of what they're saying?
That was my next point, because that part of me, like you said, I slow it down, I calm myself down whenever I was speaking with a woman, and then I just stay the course. But my mind being ahead of my mouth actually helps me when I'm talking to a woman, because I can actually think of like what her answer is going to be. Think of a way to combat it while I'm still on the
conversation. Stop. Listen to me, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a degree person that know whatever who you've been fucking with. No, but I'm saying this. What you haven't done is learn how to really live with the way you think. The way you think is, let's say, it's faster than whatever the actual real-time situation is going. You got to understand that that's how you think. So instead of letting it hamper your life, you should let it enhance your life by accepting what you think that's early and making sure that your conversation that's present is going to lead to what you're thinking. And when you do that, I would bet you wouldn't do any stuttering. Because you so...
Right,
hey, but listen, what you would be doing is you would be caught up with your thoughts. Although you would have understood that this person in the real-time situation is not there yet. Hey, that's a good thing about you, man.
Yeah, but sometimes it isn't. I'd be too ahead of the. Well, I guess if that's even possible, I'd be too ahead of the bitch sometimes.
Yes, it's possible. A motherfucker that running 100-yard dash could imagine he didn't finish when he had 60 yards, and he could slow down. You know, hey, all that's possible, but you're letting that shit scare you instead of handling it.
I should tap into it and learn how to master it and make it work for me and build that.
Because it ain't going nowhere, man. It ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could get rid of it, you would have got rid of it already.
What I'm saying is,
listen to me. I'm asking you this as I'm saying this. I'm saying it too. I think you've let that shit define you. Now, I'm asking you that at the same time.
No, not at all. Because even I don't let it get me down, or it's not scaring me anymore to walk up and talk to a woman. And even when I do, the few times that I do stutter in front of a woman, they always tell me that they think it's cute. So I just take that and just.
They don't think it's cute. They just let you know that they checked it and it ain't gonna really, you know, cause a problem. What I'm saying, listen to me, man. What I'm saying is this information could be intimidating. It could have you thinking, oh man. But don't think that. What you do is know what we're talking about. And when you are involved in a conversation, and she say, I think that's cute. You say, girl, that stuttering shit ain't cute. That stuttering shit is stuttering. I ain't trying to be, you know. You let her know you ain't trying to hear that bullshit. And, you know, and she'll tell you, oh, I was just trying to, you know, be nice, you know, something like that. You know what I mean? You would rather hear that shit. You would rather hear that shit. Then the bullshit bitches be telling you, oh, I think it's cute. You fucking bitch. If you thought it was cute and you could choose between Hercules over there and me stuttering, what would the fuck you choose, bitch? You ain't gonna choose me. Hey, it ain't about that with you. It's about that with her. What it's about with you is believing that through whatever it is you got to deal with. Listen to this. You listen to this, man. When we was young, it was this dude. I can't even remember his name. He was one of them waterhead kids. Big old head, motherfucker, man. You know, and he was like slow, retarded, had to take that big bus. I mean, that small bus.
Small bus.
And, I forget his name, man. But that fool was cool with us. Ain't nobody fucking with him. I don't give a fuck. You can fuck with my sister before you can fuck with this motherfucker. Because he was like, I hate to say this, but he was like nuts. He was fucking nuts. But he loved us. I'm talking about the, you know, with the Crest Boys, you know, and he just loved. I think his name was Anthony, but like, you know, he had the little sound, all that shit. But he would stand up, he would get in the shit, and we've straight protected him. What I'm saying is, it doesn't really matter who knows or who believes what you believe. It matters that you believe it. And the more you believe what the hell you are actually considering, see, you'll be able to make a choice. Now, my point here is, what's your choice about what you are actually talking about?
My choice and what I'm and how I'm going to handle it, how I'm going to manage it?
Well, yes. For the guys that ain't really following, wait. For the guys that's not really following this, how are you going to manage what? I'm saying, what's your choice? And you said, and how I'm going to manage it, they might not really remember what it is. What is it?
Oh, how I may manage my stuttering problem?
Your what?
My stuttering problem.
Stuttering. Okay. So, listen to me, man. Listen to me. When you first said it, you kind of glazed over it. But when I said, asked you what, you said stuttering. What I'm saying is that's big shit. You got to understand, man, fuck whatever stuttering means. Because you already know that it's not handling you like that.
Uh-huh.
But until you just totally fucking accept that you do stutter.
Uh-huh.
And everything you do as far as talking is to keep from having the stutter. Don't fight that. Accept that.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. Don't fight, oh, man, I hate that. I got to make sure I don't stutter. Fuck that. That's what you're supposed to do. And listen to me, man. Let's say you start doing that right now. And six months from now, you've been doing that for 6 months. Bro, you will realize that you don't have to do it no more. The only reason you keep having to do whatever it is to fight stuttering is because you haven't accepted it.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Does that make
sense?
It makes sense. Let me ask you this. Have you accepted it? Be honest. Have you totally accepted it?
I have.
Because of what? You said you have accepted it. Because of what? What made you accept it?
The fact that I don't want to lose the I don't want to slow my brain down. I don't want to think slower. I'm trying to master to use it to my advantage.
Okay, that's a good answer. Actually, that's a good answer. That's not the answer I thought that you was going to give.
What do you think?
Well, I just thought you was going to glaze over the actual question and start saying that you know that you have it, so you have to deal with it. No, man, you actually, in accepting shit, you have to actually accept it. Mm-hmm. Then you have to purposely do things to counter it. Otherwise, let's say you do stutter. I think I'm not right. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But I said, I think if you just like never answered shit or said shit before you actually thought about it, I think you wouldn't stutter. I just wouldn't. I mean, I could be right. I could not be right. And if, you know, what really would, but what I'm saying is what really would be cool if you would try it some kind of way where you could come. Listen, I'm telling you, man, if you know you stutter and you don't try to hide it, then you're releasing a lot of pressure off you because it's pressure trying to hide that shit. You know, if I stuttered, I might say something like, girl, you know, I'm talking to you and my words is coming, you know, smooth right now. But if I start stuttering, it's because of how I see you. I would make it part of my conversation. Not that I would do that every time, but I'm saying, let's say I was talking and I started stuttering. I would say something like that to let that bitch know, not only do I know I stutter, I'm still at you. You fine motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying no running away from the truth. And I'm not saying you do. And you don't strike me like you do. So believe me, I'm not saying you any of this like to you. But what I am saying is I got a lot of listeners. I don't know what kind of listeners are out there. There may be people with stuttering problems. I don't know if you know this, what this is, but I had a guy that I didn't know this at first, but I don't know, they got this something protruding from their chest, like some kind of bone deformation, and they like kind of not deformed, but you know they just walk a little different. This dude had this, and I was telling him, man, because he was telling me this and he's telling me about all the problems. I said, look, man, you're dealing with the wrong person, and because I'm not trying to, you know, be sorry for you. Then he started telling me how he ain't want nobody to be sorry for him. You know, he just want a motherfucker that can deal with what he got to deal with. So I say, well, man, let me tell you something, man. If you could deal what a motherfucker that's walking with no deformities deal with, then you can really deal with what you know, got to deal with. Now, I ain't never had to deal with nothing like this. But since it happened, you know, I don't want to act like, man, I don't know what to say. So I'm telling him what I'm thinking. Man, this dude, I mean, he had this funny little shape, whatever you call it. He told me what it was. This dude said, well, man, I ain't got no money. I say, look, because I don't want to hear all this. You know, I'm trying to short stop all this. Nigga, I'm finna send you parts one and part two. I sent this dude part one and part two. This dude, in about maybe 3 weeks, bought part three. Then he bought part four. Wait a minute. Part four. Then he bought 2.0 and 3.0. And this dude hit me telling me how he was in New York. He was from somewhere in the hills of Pennsylvania or something.
Yeah.
And after going through this course, he had, you know, he was in New York. He had did some kind of radio show about, you know, different shit. And what I'm saying is, I asked him, man, well, you know, what you think? He said, man, you opened me up. Acceptance. Even though this is something he was born with. He was fighting it. He was wondering why the hell him. He was doing all this fighting shit. Everything the psychiatrist, whoever he was with, was telling him bullshit to him. And when I told this motherfucking ass, well, unless you think that shit gonna change, your ass better figure out how to be you like that. Because he said he's like a me and you, but he in a handicapped body. Come on, man. You want me to, you know what I asked him too? I said, you know what your index finger and your thumb rubbing together means? And he said, the smallest violin in the world. I thought he didn't know it, but that's what it means. Man, I don't want to hear that sad ass goddamn shit, hearing no violin.
Hey, listen to me.
This brother changed. He totally changed. And he was hitting me talking about what he was doing, the bitches he was fucking. I mean, of course, I could say it's my course, but it's not really my course. It's really a motherfucker realizing their power.
That's what happens
when you listen
to your confidence course.
Well, I'm saying, bro, that's what happens. I'm going to put you back in, man. 323, what's happening with you, man?
Yo, could you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, man. What's up?
Since we're talking about getting over our limitations, you feel me, and our obstacles, what do you have to say to a brother who got like a cliff, you dig? Like my top lift.
Wait. What do I have to say to a brother that have what?
A cliff. You know when your nose is disfigured and your top lip is fucked up.
Oh, a cleft lip? Yeah, cleft lip.
Yeah. Cause
okay,
like,
what about
like,
it?
When I be in a cell on a hunt, like I be filling
up.
Stop.
Let me ask you this. Do you think a cleft lip is as bad as one arm missing or leg missing? Do you or don't you? It's not funny. I'm asking you a question.
Nah.
So what I'm saying is, as far as, I don't know what you was finna ask me, but what I'm saying is I know dudes that had bitches.
Hey, literally, like, I don't mean to cut you off. No, you read my mind, because I was going to ask you like to go into, like, talk about Ugly George and Yo, burnt up homie, like, after, like, you read my mind, but go ahead.
No, man. Excuse me. I didn't read your mind. I'm a person that listens to conversation. This is why I can think ahead of who's ever talking. All you got to do is start talking, and I'm going to know where you're going, people like me. But what I'm saying is Insane Wayne. That motherfucker was burnt up. Ugly George was fucking ugly as fuck as far as, goddamn, how could that motherfucker? I mean, he looked like a real gorilla. And his women, I was at this motherfucker house one time. You know, we blowing cane and smoking weed and drinking alcohol and shit, talking piss shit. And the bitch came in and she said, ugly, you want me to... When she said that, I tripped. I like, and then I caught myself because she said, ugly, do you want me to just call him ugly like it wasn't shit? And let me tell you the top of the, bitch, you know where I want my money. That's what that nigga said. He didn't think nothing about that bitch calling him ugly. Hey, listen, man. None of that shit matters. Pretty is what pretty does. A real fine. Wait a minute. Come on, man. You got a question. What?
Like, where did, like, ugly George get that, like, that confidence, that self-esteem, that I don't give a fuck attitude from, basically? That's what I want to know, because I want that.
No. You trying to figure out where he got it instead of how he got it. Where he got it was from the streets, which he running from. How he got it was from being accepting who he is, what his limitations could be. Because what I'm saying is you got white boys out in the street talking pimp shit. They white. They got hella problems. Excuse me. But if they stand up, if they go through different shit, them motherfuckers catch bitches too. Excuse me, I got drinks of water. I'm kicking game. You guys know when shit get real with me, excuse me, I get the fucking hiccups, man. This is some dope shit we talking about, man. Excuse me, hold on. Okay. Now, this is funny. But anyway, I'm saying, man, you know, your limitations are limiting as long as you allow them to be. Because me, let me tell you about me. When I turned out, you know, Superfly, you know, all this, that shit was out. Superfly had this long hair, you know, and all these motherfuckers with that long hair, you know, it was just, my hair, I mean, if it grew an inch, it was like long as fuck to me. And when I started getting my hair did and shit, it wouldn't grow past whatever. And I always had short hair. But what I'm saying is this. Once I realized that's where I'm at, you think I'm going to say, because I ain't got long hair, I can't pimp? You think because I ain't got long hair, I can't catch that bitch that this long hair, super fly looking motherfucker was talking to?
Nah.
I'm saying, bro, this where you got to be. Mentally. There's going to be all kinds of shit that come up to make you see where you can lose. But if you like me, you will see where you can lose, but because you can lose, you start looking for how to win. Because I ain't losing. And you know when, let's say you playing pool and you got a time limit to take your shot, or chess, you got a time limit to move. I'm not a motherfucker that just, since the time is going out, I'll shoot. Or I'll move. I'll fucking let the time go out. You do what you got to do now. Because what I'm saying is they figuring, they counting on some kind of irrational move for you to make. That's why you don't make no move. Motherfucker, do what you gonna do. Hey, and you know what really happens 9 out of 10 times? They like, you know, try to wait you out and let the time run, at least in pool. But what I'm really saying is the confidence that I talk about, the confidence that I teach is really in play here. Because you don't go through these kind of things when you're confident. You don't know something for a fact. And because it didn't happen like whatever this fact needs to make happen, you can't see it as a fact. So now you leaving it open because this whatever happened. Come on. A fact is a fact. And I don't care. And if you're the kind of dude that do care, I ain't mad at you. I'm the kind of dude that lets you know, hey, bro, you, hey, 323, you got another question or what? Because I got you on, and it's really, I ain't really at you.
Nah, you answered my question. So, like, basically, like, when I'm in the field hunting, don't get discouraged when a bitch, like, turn me down. Don't respond. Or look at me funny. Just keep pushing. Keep going, right?
Hey, what I'm saying is for a motherfucker like you, that listen to me, that don't have none of my products, you just go ahead on and keep getting these crumbs. Yes, the answer to whatever your question was, which I ain't listening to, because I could tell you ain't got shit to back whatever the fuck you talking about up on, but you want to keep playing with yourself, go ahead. I'm not mad at you. Go ahead and keep chasing them bitches, keep missing, doing whatever. Until your motherfucking ass know you, you ain't going to never catch a bitch. Nah, putting you back in. Yeah, so, fellas, look, we got 4 minutes. I can talk about some shit that I, you know, talk about, or I can really answer some shit you're thinking about. I'll wait 30 seconds or whatever, then I'm going to just go ahead on and, you know, say whatever, talk about these little things that I have to talk about. And when you guys, when the 4 minutes is up, start pressing one, I'm going to just, like, end the episode because I gave you action right now. See, the cool part about me, when you begin the first part of my course, you're going to immediately see, you know, I'm about awareness. You know, I express where I'm at by trying to get you to see the importance of being aware of all things going on when you out hunting or on the prowl. I especially want you to be aware of yourself. You know, I want you to start playing closer. Okay, I ain't going to say I want you. I'm going to ask you, why don't you start playing closer attention to what you want? I mean, everybody say, oh, well, yeah, I ain't talking about that bullshit. I'm talking about real shit. You know, I ain't talking about pussy, you know. Everybody know you horny as fucking you want to fuck a bitch. I'm talking about paying attention to what you actually want to see as results from your outlook on having compliments. I mean, if you fuck with me, it's a new outlook. But everybody have an outlook. They just don't accept their outlook. Most of you guys that haven't, you know, went through my confidence course, you don't accept what you think as to be really what you think. You just accept it as what you're thinking at the moment. And you don't grab it and say, that's something that I really need to, you know, hold on. You don't grab it and think like that. You just, oh, shit, that's something I'm thinking right now. Because whatever, you know, 10 minutes from now, it'll be something else. That's bad. That's really bad. You got to actually understand what confidence is about. And in that regard, you shouldn't just want the, you know, confidence. You know, the course teaches you that you got to have specific reasons why you want to have the confidence. And those reasons are going to be what you use it for. Because to just want it, you ain't kidding. If you got a specific purpose for having confidence. It's going to branch out to all you think. It's going to branch out to all you do. You just got to realize this. You have to realize when you're out hunting and you do things in specific ways, you have to understand that if you pay attention to, let's say, those Wild Kingdom shows, you know, when the lions are hunting. See, if you pay attention, no matter what kind of prey it is, they're hunting and they stalking the same way. Because this is how you catch. No matter what is going on around them, once they focus in on the kill, they're not, you know, very easily distracted because they're focused. And when you get this mentality, you're actually going to be a better catching motherfucker. You should be exactly like that lion, focused like a motherfucker, you know, regardless if the bitch is a 10 or a 5 or whatever the fuck you be thinking. Regardless of that, you should be the same focused, which means you know how to focus when it comes to catching. Otherwise, those that don't know how to focus when it comes to catching, they gonna miss this bitch, they gonna miss that bitch, because they off thinking whatever. She not fine enough. She not a 10. And you guys killed me. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something, fellas. Hey, 678, did you have a question?
You just, yeah. Hey, bud.
Come on, what's up, man?
Hello?
Don't be taking
hey,
your ass off.
The company, of course, now them for all lawful light, right? For catching.
Wait. I can't hear you clearly. So what are you saying? The confidence course is what?
It's for all walks of life. Like you're trying to get you a career going, you're trying to get your own business started.
Hey, listen. The confidence course, yeah, Rosebud was a pimp. This ain't got nothing to do with pimping. This got something to do with having confidence. If you have confidence, let's say you were searching for confidence dealing with women. Confidence dealing with women doesn't stop when you realize you have confidence and now you can fuck with women. If you understand confidence, once you have it, where you was looking for it at is definitely addressed. But every other aspect of your life is also addressed. Some people get my course because they want to know how to be better in interviews. I mean,
yeah.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? That ain't got nothing to do with catching a bitch. Or do it. Because when you talking to a bitch, ain't she interviewing you and you interviewing her?
Yeah, I'm right.
So what I'm saying is no matter what it is you're looking for, as far as when you buy the confidence course, what you get out of it is going to reach all these areas that you weren't even thinking about. And the only thing you would have to do after getting a confidence course is start thinking about that particular area. And you will see. Confidence is being able to think of something and move on the thoughts you have about it. It ain't got shit to do with bitches.
Another thing, I want to say what you said about the daughters, man, in the beginning when I first got on here, man. I can dig that shit because I got a daughter myself.
Hey, listen to me, man. You may not be this way, but you can't think people are like you. Well, I'm saying there's motherfuckers. Hey, you remember that dude that did the Subway shit and he was like a child pornographer? Whatever you call them.
Yeah.
That child pornography. All that. I'm saying that is real. So what I'm also saying is think about all the parents that want their daughters to be this great. skater or this great gymnast, and they put them little uniforms under the door to cracking them little kids' ass. And then a kid running down the little runway and finna jump into a vault, and they land, and all the motherfucking perverts see is how firm this little bitch is. Come on, man. You know, that's not the kid's fault. The kid really want to do gymnastics. But what I'm saying is that parent that's pushing her to do it want money.
And she ain't aware of the dynamics of the danger that she's putting in by letting her do this shit, and especially not by going with her.
What I'm saying is exactly that. Not only are they not aware, they don't care, because all they want is the money that could come from it. Of course they want a good life for the kid, but you putting your kid in a situation where a motherfucker can fuck them up for the rest of their life, talking about whatever. To me, this is the only way, let's say your son, to me, hey, wait a minute, I got to put you on, quiet you down, your shit is too loud. What I'm saying is this. To me, the only way his kid could want to deal with sports is, let's say he got a son. And over the years of him growing up, he's seen that this little motherfucker can run and catch. Well, okay, he might got whatever. But you still don't, you know, focus him on football. Let him be a kid. And then by the time he in the ninth, 10th grade, he know he can catch. So now it might be focusing on football. And if that's what he do, then fine, support him. But the motherfucker 7, 8 years old, you ain't got no business putting his ass in shoulder pads. And if you do because you want him to participate, you certainly ain't got, hey, man, do this, do that. Ooh, come on, man. I'm not talking about participate just to be playing. If the little motherfucker want to play football, then he want to get hit. And when he get hit, shut your goddamn mouth up. But don't force it on him. That's all I'm saying. Hey, you guys, I'm out. This was pretty good. I love this. I love how it's going. I believe that maybe a year from now, all I'll be doing is talking to people that have things that they want to address. Hey, fuck with me. Excuse me. You hear me hiccuping. Hey, fuck with me. Ask Rosebud. Hold on. AskRosebud.com, down to dirty 101. You know me. I'm out.